Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a mind-bending paradox that sounds simple but has tripped up many, the lonely runner paradox. Imagine a group of runners on a perfectly circular track, each moving at their own unique, constant speed. No sprints, no breaks, just steady motion. The question is, how many of these runners are guaranteed to find themselves alone at some point, no matter what speeds we assign them?
It's such a fascinating setup. Our first instinct might be to think about relative speeds and how the faster runners will naturally pull away. We might guess that only the fastest or slowest runner could end up alone, or maybe just one of them. But as you said, the problem resists easy answers, and that's where the real intrigue lies.
Exactly. The frustration, and the elegance, comes from the fact that we need a guarantee. It's not about a snapshot where someone happens to be ahead, it's about a condition that must hold true for any set of unique, constant paces. This means we can't just pick a scenario and find someone alone, we need a universal truth that applies to all possible speed combinations.
And that's where our intuition can really falter. We might picture complex weaving patterns, runners overlapping and separating in intricate ways. But the problem demands a certainty that goes beyond specific configurations. It's asking for a fundamental property of the system itself, a consequence of the rules of motion and the geometry of the track.
Consider a trivial case: what if all runners had the exact same speed? In that scenario, they'd be in perfect lockstep forever, never alone. This thought experiment, while simple, highlights that unique speeds are absolutely essential for the problem to even exist. The moment we introduce even the slightest difference, the whole dynamic changes, and the question of guaranteed solitude emerges.
So, with that setup, the challenge is to prove a definitive number that holds true for any set of distinct speeds. It's not about finding a lonely runner, but proving that there will always be a lonely runner, and determining that number. This is where the simple visualization starts to reveal deeper mathematical underpinnings.
Right, and to really tackle this, we need to shift our focus. Instead of thinking about the runners themselves, let's consider the gaps or the distances between them. Imagine the track as a circle, and the runners as points. As they move, those distances are constantly changing. Can we predict if these gaps will always guarantee that at least one runner finds themselves outside the neighborhood of any other runner?
This pivot is crucial. The lonely runner isn't just about physical distance at one moment. It's about the impossibility of simultaneously being in proximity to any other runner over the entire span of time. It's a condition of perpetual relative isolation, a subtle redefinition that unlocks the problem's mathematical depth.
And to grasp this, we must move beyond absolute speeds and immerse ourselves in the world of relative speeds. It's not just how fast runner A is going, but how fast A is gaining on or falling behind runner B. We know A will eventually lap B if A is faster, but the problem involves all pairs interacting simultaneously.
This is where it gets intricate. Runner A might be lapping B, but at that exact moment, C could be catching A, or D could be gaining on C. If we have N runners, we're not just looking at N interactions, but N1/2 unique pairs, each with its own relative speed and period of interaction. It becomes a complex dance.
The fundamental challenge then is to determine if these pairwise interactions can ever be synchronized to prevent any runner from being consistently isolated. Can we find a scenario where, at any given moment, every runner is close to at least one other runner? The period of each runner relative to every other runner is determined by their speed difference, and these differences can be incredibly varied.
Let's try to visualize this. We could think about the state of the system as the positions of all runners. But to understand the lonely runner, we need to consider their positions not just in space, but over time. Some mathematicians might describe this using higher dimensional spaces, where the lonely runner's trajectory never intersects with the neighborhood of any other runner's trajectory.
That's a great way to put it. Think of a ticking clock. Each tick is a moment, and the runner's positions change, their relative distances fluctuate. The lonely runner emerges not from being at an extreme end, but from a path that never brings them into close temporal proximity with any other runner. This section really highlights that the problem is about the dynamic interplay of all relative velocities.
And as we delve deeper, we see this isn't just a quirky thought experiment, it's a gateway to fascinating mathematical areas. Concepts from group theory, topology, and especially number theory, with its ideas of modular arithmetic, seem incredibly relevant here.
Absolutely. The circular track is perfect for modular arithmetic. A runner's position can be thought of as speed asterisk time mod track length. This helps us deal with the cyclical nature of the track and understand how positions repeat. It's a powerful tool for analyzing the system's continuous motion.
If we fix one runner's position, say runner 1, the problem simplifies. We then focus on the relative positions of all other runners to runner 1. The question becomes, can we always find a time t where runner I's distance to any other runner j is greater than some small, fixed distance, epsilon? Epsilon being our threshold for proximity.
Now, let's talk about the periods of relative motion. Between any pair of runners, there's a frequency of interaction, like a beat. Runner A and B have one, A and C have another, and so on. The problem then becomes, can these frequencies combine in such a way that they prevent any single runner from consistently being between two others, or from being perpetually isolated?
If speeds are very close, runners might cluster, never truly alone. If speeds are vastly different, we might get extreme gaps. But can we guarantee someone is always in one of those extreme gaps? The continuous nature of time and speed is key here, making simple, discrete approaches insufficient. We need tools that capture this continuity precisely.
And this brings us to a critical distinction, the difference between running alone at some point versus always running alone. The problem demands the latter. It's not enough for someone to be a lap ahead at one moment. The condition is that, at any given time, there is no other runner within a certain proximity.
Let's make that concrete. If we define a small distance d on the track, the question is there always a runner I such that for all other runners j, their distance on the track is greater than d? The lonely runner is the one perpetually outside this zone of proximity for everyone else.
This condition is much stricter than just being at a different point. With just two runners, A and B, with different speeds, they'll always be alone relative to each other at some point. As they lap B, they get closest, then separate. This back and forth ensures they are alone relative to each other at various points in their cycle.
But when you introduce a third runner, C, and maybe A is much faster than B, and B much faster than C, the complexity explodes. A laps B, B laps C. Does this guarantee A is never simultaneously not close to B and not close to C? The interplay of these multiple relative motions can, surprisingly, reduce opportunities for guaranteed solitude.
In fact, the structure of the problem often suggests a counterintuitive result. The more runners there are, the harder it is for any single runner to be guaranteed to be alone in this strict sense. We might expect more runners to mean more isolation, but the opposite often holds true in these dynamic systems. It hints at an emergent pattern that prevents guaranteed solitude for any specific runner across all time.
The strength of the always alone condition is precisely what makes a general solution so elusive. It points towards a specific, fixed number of guaranteed lonely runners, a number that doesn't depend on the total number of runners. The core insight is that the system's continuous relative motion dynamically prevents a state where everyone is simultaneously in proximity to someone else.
And this leads us to the mathematical verdict, a surprising certainty: there is always exactly one runner who is guaranteed to be running alone. Yes, exactly one. In any group of two or more runners with unique constant speeds on a circular track, there will always be precisely one runner who, at some point in time, will be in a state of perpetual relative isolation from all others.
This is truly counterintuitive. Our initial guesses might be zero, or a number dependent on n. But mathematical proofs consistently point to a singular, constant value, 1. No matter how you set those unique speeds, the system's dynamics will always conspire to force one runner into perpetual relative isolation from everyone else.
And it's crucial to remember this isn't about a specific runner always being the fastest or slowest. It's about their relative position to all other runners over the entire timeline. The proofs often use sophisticated arguments about continuous functions and fixed points, showing that a state of universal togetherness is mathematically impossible.
If such a state of universal not alone cannot exist, then its negation must be true, at least one runner must be alone. And through further analysis, mathematicians have shown this number to be precisely one. This result holds true irrespective of the number of runners, as long as there are at least two and their speeds are unique.
The lonely runner isn't an arbitrary participant, they are an emergent property, a direct outcome of the rules of continuous relative motion on a closed loop. While the circular track is a simple model, the underlying mathematical principles can be extended to more complex systems. It's a wonderfully tractable way to understand a profound idea.
In conclusion, the lonely runner problem transforms from a simple visualization into a profound mathematical certainty. It's a result that feels almost magical in its universality. No matter the number of runners or their unique speeds, the system's dynamics guarantee one runner will be in perpetual relative isolation.
And the proof often relies on abstract concepts, like plotting the entire history of relative positions in spacetime. The lonely runner's trajectory never intersects the neighborhood of any other runners. They're running on their own private path, forever slightly out of sync.
Think about trying to prevent any runner from being alone, you'd need a perfect, continuous dance of proximity. Every runner, at every instant, close to another. But the mathematical proofs show this state of universal togetherness is impossible to maintain with continuous, unique speeds.
It's this very impossibility of universal connectedness that guarantees solitude for one. The system must break that perfect chain of proximity. And because speeds are constant and unique, the dynamics ensure this isn't random, but a guaranteed outcome. The lonely runner is simply the one whose unique speed leads to this perpetual separation.
This problem, in its elegant simplicity and profound result, is a beautiful reminder of how mathematical truths emerge from unassuming scenarios. It makes you look at seemingly simple systems with a new appreciation for the hidden structures and inevitable outcomes that govern them.
The lonely runner, a solitary figure in this mathematical landscape, is a constant in a universe of variables. It's a testament to the enduring power of logical deduction and the surprising certainties found in the dynamics of motion. And that wraps up our discussion on the lonely runner paradox for today.
Thanks for breaking that down with me. It's a fantastic example of how math can reveal hidden truths in everyday observations. Join us next time on Bogomedia, Tech Talk, for more fascinating insights.